Und unser Gewinner hat 0 Richtige. Bei der Zahlenlotterie Keno ist man auch mit 0 ein Gewinner. Denn bei Keno Typ 8, 9 und 10 gewinnt, wer keine der gezogenen Gewinnzahlen richtig hat. Jeden Tag die Chance auf einen Treffer. Keno, die tägliche Zahlenlotterie. In jeder Lottoannahmestelle und auf lottobayern.de. Lotto Bayern, nimm dein Glück in die Hand.
Spielteilnahme ab 18. Glücksspiel kann süchtig machen. Hilfe unter bjuk.de.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. Happy Monday.
Fine. Yeah.
We're back here. It's the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
We do have crazy cash every single hour, so your chance to win that $1,000 is on standby. First, the first talkback of the day.
Good morning, JV Show Pamela. This is Eric from San Jose. Happy Monday. I say happy Monday because my mom will be going to be seeing the Shakira concert last August for her birthday. We got her VIP ticket, so, huh, she's spoiled like that. She's a little Kardashian. I call her Kardashian because she's bougie like that. So, yeah, me and the brothers, well, my parents are out. We're going to our favorite restaurant, Capo Gacho. There's one in Napa. Better than Crab Bucket. I said what I said.
Wow. Okay, a couple things to unpack there. First, the Shakira concert's tonight?
Yes.
And Jess, are you going?
No, I forgot.
I guess I forgot. So you're not going.
I hope, like, when I'm older, my kids spoil me.
Me
like
too.
That. You know what I mean? That's so cool.
Talk about a great gift. Not just tickets, like VIP tickets.
Yeah, well, do you guys spoil your parents like that?
No.
No,
I don't. No, not at all. Wow. Selena, are you going to the Shakira concert tonight?
No.
Oh.
You forgot?
I forgot.
And then he said that they are going, he and his brothers are going out to dinner at Gaucho. I don't even know if I'm saying that right. For dinner, he says it's their favorite restaurant. There is one in Napa. It's a Brazilian steakhouse.
Have you been there?
I have never been. I've heard good things. I've heard a lot of people recommend it before. I've never been before, but he says it's better than the Crab Bucket. I mean, that's not even close.
That can't be.
I've never been, but I know for a fact.
Yeah, I would pick Brazilian steakhouse over that.
Crab Bucket is where it's at, you guys. You're missing out, and it's sad that you're bashing it before even trying it, Graham.
The Crab Bucket is the pride of Salinas, according to Jess.
It's
the best restaurant there. what level of... like restaurant, give me a comp for the Crab Bucket. Is it Applebee's vibes or is it like white tablecloths? And this is like the server's coming around.
Does it
and it's
sound
really high
like
end.
White tablecloth?
It is not
it's
white
called Crab Bucket.
Well, no, it doesn't. But I just need give me a comp for it. Is it Long John Silver's? Is it?
I've never been to Long John Silver's, so I don't know what that looks like. It's like Applebee's, but like a better vibe, like a cooler, like hip vibe.
Like
little LED lights and...
Yeah, Applebee's is like old people.
The vibe is like, we're not trying too hard. We're already cool.
Yeah, I'm just like wondering like...
You saying that makes I'm just like wondering, you're trying too hard.
Yeah, I'm just wondering about like the cleanliness level in there and like...
Oh, it's
you know,
clean?
The bathrooms are nice or what are we talking here?
Yeah, we're talking... A clean.
Are there crab shells all over the ground? That's what I'm picturing.
Ew,
you just crack them and chuck them.
You're just walking, crack.
Yep. Everything's, you know how some bars and stuff have peanut shells all over the ground?
Yes.
I picture the Crab Bucket just covered in crab claws on the ground.
No, it's very clean because they do that thing where they put the, I guess not plastic, but I don't know what it
that
is.
That sounds
like
classy.
The paper tablecloth, because then once you're done, it's like, oop, garbage.
Garbage, like and then they don't even have to wipe anything up. Yeah.
Right.
Sounds like a classy establishment.
Edwin from Brentwood. Missed your guys' podcast on Friday, and I'm kind of sad about it because I did not get to see Selena chug live on Instagram, which makes me upset because I want to see that because she never chugs when it comes to the chug wheel. Plus, do not change anything because there are sometimes we get easy questions and we don't always get it right. And you guys are not chugging. But have a great week, you guys. Love you.
Have a great week.
Why doesn't anyone remember me ever chugging anything ever?
You know that you have the lowest chug percentage. If we went back and tallied them all, you have the lowest chug rate of anybody on the show, and that's fine. And it's luck of the draw. How were you feeling if you weren't listening on Friday? Selena had to chug sauerkraut juice, which was just, I emptied a big jar of sauerkraut in there. You were lucky I didn't drop any sauerkraut chunks in there.
There was a couple.
Oh, there were?
There was a couple.
You got a couple. And you said it burned a bit on the way down.
Yes.
Any ill effects afterwards or throughout the rest of the day?
During the, oh my God, the burps were the worst.
Oh.
That was the thing. The entire day I was burping up sauerkraut stuff and it tasted like dirty diapers. Like, whatever you think a dirty diaper would
You've
taste
tried
like,
that,
no, but like the smell, that's what it would taste like. That was all day. I felt weird maybe the first couple hours and I was still sitting here, you know, working.
Yeah.
But after that, it wasn't that bad other than the burps.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So you could do it again.
Yeah.
No. Can't. Will not. Can't. I can't and I won't.
Okay.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9. Und unser Gewinner hat 0 Richtige. Bei der Zahlenlotterie Keno ist man auch mit 0 ein Gewinner. Denn bei Keno Typ 8, 9 und 10 gewinnt, wer keine der gezogenen Gewinnzahlen richtig hat. Jeden Tag die Chance auf einen Treffer. Keno, die tägliche Zahlenlotterie. In jeder Lottoannahmestelle und auf lottobayern.de. Lotto Bayern, nimm dein Glück in die Hand.
Spielteilnahme ab 18. Glücksspiel kann süchtig machen. Hilfe unter bjuk.de.
Time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Jury deliberations begin today, you guys. Oh, we are nearing the end of the Diddy trial. So this morning, the judge is going to read 118 pages of legal instructions to the jury.
What? Why?
Before they begin their deliberating. It's just what they got to do. The deliberations could last anywhere from a few hours to several days or even longer.
Well, I've served on a jury. I've been in the deliberations. The judge read you a thing that lasted like 30 seconds, and then they send you on your way to deliberate. 100 and how many pages?
118.
I'm going to be... That's a... Time to take a nap. The San Francisco Giants are in a bit of a slump, you guys. They lost yesterday to the Chicago White Sox 5-2, losing that series 2-1. That, of course, is coming off being swept by the Miami Marlins. So they've won just one of their last six games. They've now fallen to 7.5 games back of the Dodgers in the NL West. They start a 4-game set with the Diamondbacks in Arizona today. First pitch is going to be at 6:40.
Oh, Matt!
Cloudy start to the morning, but it will be very sunny by the afternoon. The microclimates are really going to show. Today, highs will range, but for the most part, they will be in the mid-70s to mid-80s. And today and tomorrow will be the warmest days of the week, you guys.
Yay!
Today, the microclimates.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Cancer besties! Hey. Your day today is going to be a 9. It's going to be an exciting week ahead. Possible new interests in both your career and in romance. Oh. Don't sit on the sidelines and let these opportunities pass you by. Your long-term happiness hangs in the balance.
Wow.
That's
it
a big deal.
It is cancer season.
Yeah.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Skin cancer season?
No.
Wear
no,
your sunscreen, no, everybody.
Too,
wear your sunscreen.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. It's your boy, Jesus from SAC. Happy Monday. Hope y'all had a good weekend. I know Jess was out in Salinas watching Blake Shelton at the California Rodeo. That's right. It's Rodeo, not Rodeo. Let's not start that debate. What's that town in the Bay called again? It's Rodeo. All right. Y'all have a good Monday.
Hey, you woo-hoo! Too. We're not getting into that again. That pronunciation.
But just refresh my memory. The Rodeo is also a rodeo?
It is.
Okay.
But they call it the California Rodeo Saloon.
I know. I'm just asking because I don't know what are their events are because I know there's like music acts and stuff. But the main central theme of it is that it's a rodeo, right?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. Did you see Blake Shelton?
I did. Yeah. We can talk about it.
We'll talk about that later on. Because today it's National Outfit of the Day Day.
OOTD Day, you guys.
I hate saying that.
It's a little redundant. A National Outfit of the Day Day. And I thought, what better way to celebrate than us each describe in great detail our outfits of the day? Who would like to go first? Because I know, like, this show, we're all about high fashion and, you know, really putting together a good fit for, you know, it's radio, but we still want to look our best. Selena, would you like to go first and let everyone know what you're wearing on National OOTD Day?
Yes, you guys know it was super hot over the weekend, so yeah. I'm happy to let you know I officially put away all my black spring clothes and I brought out all my black summer clothes.
Oh!
Now that it's officially feeling like summer.
I thought something looked different about you today.
Thank you for noticing, Graham. So today I've decided to pair my black Champion leggings that I got from Target with my black Gildan hoodie that I got for my daughter's softball team. So
is that what it is?
On the back it says Kiki's mom on it, then it has her jersey number.
And it's just a giant pink F on the front.
Yeah, and the F because her team, they were like the firecrackers or something like that. So there was an F on that. And then I decided to match that with, I'm a big Target fan over here. I got my black socks from Target. They're probably like Hanes or something.
Yeah.
I don't wear shirts under my hoodies, so I can't really speak to that. But
so you're just going black hoodie, nothing under it?
I wear bras, Graham.
Okay, got it. Let's talk about that. That's part of your outfit of the day.
Bra is from Victoria's Secret.
Uh-huh.
Always only get it from there. And then underwear is from Pink because they always have sales.
Okay.
Got it.
I'm here for that. Okay.
And do you want to describe the size of the cut of those things? I'm picturing granny panty, but
Yeah, very big, very large.
Full butt coverage.
Full butt. The, okay. More coverage,
diaper,
the better.
Diaper vibes.
Diaper vibes.
Thank you. All right. So if you want to shop Selena's outfit, where are you going to link it anywhere?
I'll post links on my Instagram. Yeah.
Do you have any discount codes?
I sure do.
Maybe 10% off?
Yeah, yep. I would like some of those champion leggings. Those sound comfortable. They sound very soft and also sporty.
Very sporty, yeah.
Jess, would you like to describe your outfit?
I would.
It is National OOTD Day, Outfit of the Day Day, and we want to know what everyone selected to wear on this
and
important
pink Crocs.
Day. Oh, okay. Yeah, you can't forget your shoes.
Crocs.
Yeah, that's important.
Matching the sweater, of course.
Yes, because there's pink on,
For my outfit, I decided to go with a white long sleeve top from Forever 21, RIP. So you could call it vintage now since Forever 21 is not a thing anymore.
Of all the Forever 21s, are they gone?
Done.
Yeah. All of them?
I'm pretty sure they decided to close all their stores and they're just available online, but that doesn't count.
Wow.
Yeah. So I paired that with a Selena Quintanilla black t-shirt top.
Uh-huh.
And she's wearing a red top on my shirt, if that makes sense.
Got it. Any link to be able to shop that look?
Yeah, where'd you get it?
Yes. This one is from Fashion Nova.
Okay.
And more than likely, I got it for 40% off because usually I shop when I have deals, sign up for their text messages. And then I paired that with some jeans that I got at Target.
Okay, shout out to Target again.
They have a little bit of a flare at the bottom, nothing too crazy, nothing like Kendrick Lamar vibes, but just a little bit of a flare. Undies, red, a little bit of lace, a little too sexy for a Monday, I will say.
Interesting.
But we're here for
this
it.
This is sort of a bold
matches
twist.
Matches your Selena t-shirt.
Matches my Selena t-shirt.
I didn't
t-shirt.
See that happening. What type of butt coverage?
You know what? It's like...
Am I allowed to ask that, Selena? I don't think I am.
I'll ask. What type of butt coverage?
Yeah.
So the solid part is more of a thong vibe, but then the lace does cover a little bit more of the cheeks.
Got it.
Like butterfly wings.
Okay.
Sort of. Yeah. That could describe it perfectly.
Link in bio to
link
for people
bio,
that want to get those. Okay.
My socks and my bra are from Shein.
Okay.
If you play Puppy Keep, you can probably get that for free. And then I'm wearing my Converse, my high top Converse with a little bit of a platform to them.
What color are those? I can't see them
black
under
and
the
white.
Desk. Black and white Converse.
The red lacy underwear seems like a little too much for the rest of your outfit.
Yeah.
It's like not matching
the
vibe.
You got to feel good.
You're giving
you
kind
true,
of,
that's
underneath.
A good point.
Like your vibe, you know, your outfit vibe to me out for the day is giving sort of like frumpy Monday vibes, but then like you really jazzed it up with some,
right.
with some
right.
lacy underwear.
Right.
That way she still feels like
business
sexy.
On the outside, party on the other side.
And Graham, your right. outfit of the day?
Yeah, like you said, Selena, it's been really warm, so I'm going with like sort of a summer meets urban rugged chic male vibe today.
Oh.
I have my brown leather Sorel Madison. Not Madison, I think Madsen boots on today. I wear those every day. They give you an extra nice height, guys. If
what color?
Yeah, they're like platforms a little bit.
Yeah, they're brown leather. And look, I'm already 6'2 and almost 3/4. And so you add these on and I'm well into the 6'3 range. That's a nice little height boost. I like that. It's giving, you know, main character energy vibes. And of course, I have my nice laundry monogrammed socks that my wife gave me for Father's Day. They're sort of a aquamarine color. With a bit of, I don't know what you call that pattern, but they have a nice color pop to them. You don't see those, though, because over those, I have my Bonobos dark blue denim jeans. They're their travel jeans. They're sort of a soft denim, a little bit flowy, but looser straight leg fit. It
sounds comfy.
Yeah, they are very, very comfy. Again, I'm going through because it's National Outfit of the Day, I'm giving you... I'll link all these things in my...
Where do
people link them on TikTok? Yeah, I'll link them in my bio.
Your Amazon storefront.
So in case you want to shop this look, of course. And I'm keeping those held around my waist with an Arcade brown leather belt. I don't know what that brand is, but that's what it says right there. I don't know where I got that. And then I have a Good Life blue t-shirt, a size large, on just regular light blue tee. There's my outfit.
Look at us, very fashionable on a Monday.
I don't know about that. But that's what we got. So like it.
That's the best we can do. Yeah, like it, subscribe, please.
Subscribe.
And leave a comment.
Shop the look.
And share with your friends.
Yeah, that too.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Und unser Gewinner hat 0 Richtige. Bei der Zahlenlotterie Keno ist man auch mit 0 ein Gewinner. Denn bei Keno Typ 8, 9 und 10 gewinnt, wer keine der gezogenen Gewinnzahlen richtig hat. Jeden Tag die Chance auf einen Treffer.
Keno, die tägliche Zahlenlotterie. In jeder Lottoannahmestelle und auf lottobayern.de. Lotto Bayern, nimm dein Glück in die Hand.
Spielteilnahme ab 18. Glücksspiel kann süchtig machen. Hilfe unter bjuk.de.
Good morning, Graham, bro. There's no way you wear a size large t-shirt. Are you kidding me? With those big ol' husky lumberjack muscles of yours can squeeze into a size large? Strange. Recheck the tag, bro. Recheck it.
I checked the tag. Selena saw me spin around the shirt.
He put his arms around in his shirt and spinned it around.
Spun around so I could see the tag because I wanted. We were sharing what our fits were today for National Outfit
Wait,
of the
Graham,
Day.
You skipped your undies. What's the butt coverage on you?
That's right. I just checked. I could not see the brand because they're tagless and whatever printing was there to tell me what kind of underwear they were. That's long worn off. They're at least 8 years old, but they are. I could be at Hanes, could be a Fruit of the Loom. I bought them at Kohl's. I don't know, but they are a black boxer brief. So full butt coverage.
Full butt coverage is what I'm wearing
today.
Good.
Okay.
Tomorrow I'll wear something with less butt coverage.
Okay.
Yeah. But today's full butt coverage.
So there's a quote in-flight insider. This person has worked on, you know, lots of flights and has been staffed for a long time, but I guess she wants to like be anonymous. She is saying that cabin crew members often hook up while the rest of us norms are sitting on our plane seats bored, waiting for them to start snack service or to bring us our drink or whatever. They're like back there doing things with each other.
Really?
That's what she says.
I'm sure it's happened. But you think it's something that happens regularly? Because there's usually more than, at least on a larger flight, there's more than two crew members. Mm-hmm. So that you're back there hooking up and the other crew members are just sitting there watching. It's a very small area back there.
Yeah, not necessarily back there. More like in more like in the cockpit area.
So they're in there hooking up with the pilot?
They're saying that if a pilot is hungry or has to, like, you know, go to the bathroom or whatever, then he has to come out of the flight deck. But then somebody else has to go in there because there has to be two people in there at all times. And she says that's how plans of initiation to join the Mile High Club are activated. She says there's two rules. Number one, make sure you work with a crew that you can trust who also know your plan to hook up. That way they can, like, look out for you and, like, have your back. Number two, pick a flight that, you know, has a route that's normally a smooth ride. Because then after that, like, once one of the pilots is out of the, you know, the flight deck area or the cockpit or whatever, the plane's in autopilot after that.
Yeah.
But that's
so it makes it really easy.
Seems so dangerous.
I know. And that's why people in the comments are like, okay, so this is why all these planes have been crashing lately? This is what you guys are doing up there?
But I still don't, like, the pilots, he's got to go to the bathroom. He's not gone out of the cockpit for more than just a very short matter of time. He's not walking down the aisles, like, schmoozing with people, like, hey, how's the peanuts? You know, like,
that's why she says, like, everybody is, like, in on the plan. I don't know. The logistics of it, I don't know if I'm fully bought in. I do think it happens more than we realize, particularly on long flights. Not, like, the ones from, like, here to Vegas. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, the longer flights. You know that Pooh Cruise documentary thing? Uh-huh. Did you guys watch it, by the way?
No, I could not.
One of the crew members on there was saying it was just lots and lots of hooking up. Everybody who worked on that cruise ship was hooking up with everybody.
That's probably commonplace for a lot of cruise ships because they have thousands of staff and you're just stuck out there at sea. It's probably real-life Tinder, right?
And they have more places to hide on a cruise, I would think.
Oh, easily.
Well, because they each have their own room.
Yeah,
right,
there are rooms. Yeah. On a plane, you have a pilot, and then you have the co-pilot. And I assume they're hooking up the whole time, those two dudes. But how are you going to, the other staff on the plane, how do you get, unless you're hooking up with one of the pilots, and then you wait for the other one to go to the bathroom.
See,
and
that's
hooking
what
up with that
sounded
one.
Like to me. That's maybe. What I think is happening. We've heard pilots do, they get a lot of action.
Oh, I'm sure.
So maybe this is why. What?
Maybe that's how it goes. I mean, maybe that's how it goes down. And yes, the plane is usually an autopilot. I think the majority of the flight, probably landing and takeoff too.
Oh my gosh.
So.
But the pilots always look so innocent. I would not picture them doing
so
that
friendly.
Over there.
Right. I know. They want to give my kids high fives.
Not
keep
with those
your
hands.
Filthy hands to yourself.
I don't know what airlines you fly. Every time I walk on, the pilot looks at me and, like, gives me this creepy wink, like, enjoy your flight.
Well, now we know
and I'm
why.
Like, wait, what? Wait, what time am I supposed to meet you in the cockpit?
Now we know why.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the
stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
The Weeknd box office, F1 the movie. We all knew that was going to be number one. It is number one. It made $55.6 million. Way more than the rest of the movies I'm about to list off here. How to Train Your Dragons at number two for the weekend, $19.4 million.
Has anyone seen that? I'd like to see that.
Not yet. No, I want to see it too.
But like, you haven't I have not seen it. But you haven't seen the cartoon one.
I haven't seen those either.
Oh, those are great. You guys.
Number three, you've seen this one, Graham and Elio?
Yes, I saw that. I recommend that. That's a fun one to take the kids to.
$10.7 million. And then I didn't know that Megan 2.0 is already out.
Already?
Yeah.
I don't even know. What's
that's
Megan 1.0?
That's at number four, $10.2 million in this one weekend.
I never really understood what that
Me
one
either.
Was about.
I never watched the first one.
Yeah, I didn't know if it was supposed to be scary or funny. But I know she's like some AI robot thing.
She's like a doll. I don't know if it's like a doll robot. I don't know. It looks like a doll, but I think it's a robot. But I think she kills people.
Right. So I think she's supposed to be scary, but they have a funny twist to it.
But the trailers are always weird because she like...
I don't know what you guys just described.
Because she dances.
But the takeaway is I will not be seeing whatever that is that you just described.
You're not alone. It only made $10.2 million in the first weekend.
No
so.
Thanks.
All right. Did Kylie Jenner reveal that Hailey and Justin are getting a divorce? You guys, let me know what you think about this. So Kylie posted a screenshot of a group chat on her story on Friday. The messages itself are all blurred out because they were talking about Love Island and she didn't want to spoil anything. But people are focusing on the name that she has Hailey saved under in her phone. It's not Hailey Bieber. She's Hailey Road, and people are wondering if Kylie has some like insider information as to why she doesn't have Bieber there in her contacts, or maybe she was like always just saved like this because Road's her middle name. We don't know which it is.
I think it's just saved like that.
I kind of think so too, but you know, fans love to speculate.
Right,
yeah,
so.
That's too much. We've talked about this. I still have my wife saved in my phone.
That's a good point.
Her maiden name.
Which that's weird.
But don't you have a million of those contacts in your phone that you don't ever go back and update?
I've never gone in and changed.
We were hanging
contact.
Out with some of our best friends, you know, people that became our best friends, but I met them because they originally were our neighbors in San Rafael, and my buddy's name is still Corey Neighbor in my phone. And like, we've been close best friends now for over 10 years.
Yeah.
And he's still Corey Neighbor in my phone.
I don't change things in my phone either.
I don't change any, but I would change my partners. That's why I still find it so weird that Grandma has his wife as her full name, but
because
I
like
sense.
It, but I think to me it's a nostalgic thing. Like it reminds me of a
nostalgia alert.
Yeah,
it is. It's a major nostalgia alert.
Nostalgia alert.
But did you guys see Justin changed his name on Instagram
to what?
It's not Justin Bieber anymore. His Instagram handle is Lil Bieber.
Oh my god!
And nobody knows why. He hasn't explained why the change. He hasn't given any context. Fans are just giving their theories, like maybe he was going to pass the account down to his son or something. Or maybe someone theorized that maybe he's getting ready to drop new music. So I don't know if this would be like his rapper name, like now he's Lil Bieber. I don't know. But if you go on his Instagram, it's changed.
Interesting.
No explanation.
He needs to take time off of social media.
He does. Yeah. All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right. A new buyer has apparently emerged for TikTok. TikTok, we know, is supposed to divest from their Chinese parent company, ByteDance, and sell to a U.S.-based company if they wanted to continue to operate here. The ban, of course, was all set into motion by our current president during his first term in office over security concerns of it being owned by a Chinese parent company. Well, the ban keeps getting delayed as the president now fancies himself to be the savior of the app. And most recently, he delayed the ban for yet another 90 days. So the new deadline for TikTok to sell, we know, is now September 17th. That's also strange to say that only in 90 days, in less than 90 days, it's already going to be September.
Oh, my gosh.
This year's going by fast. Well, last night in an interview, the president said that in about 2 weeks, he will reveal a new buyer that's come forward. He says, quote, it's a group of very wealthy people. Yeah, no crap. He says he hopes that because this is going to take some approval by not only ByteDance, but it sounds like the Chinese government is involved. So there's a lot of levels to this. You can't just bring forth a bunch of people with a ton of money and then assume that the sale will go through. But he thinks that the Chinese president will approve this and then that this deal will ultimately happen. Do you guys foresee a sale coming, or are we just going to continue to
delay the ban? I think it's going to continue.
Delay
the
ban?
Yeah. We're just going to get like basically 3 month subscriptions at this point because
And also, like, a group of very wealthy people. Yeah, no duh.
Obviously.
What group of wealthy people wouldn't want to buy TikTok? The thing just prints money.
Again, they have to want to sell it.
That's the thing. That's a key factor in all this.
All right. Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Bree from San Jose. On Friday night, my girlfriend and I put our V's up and went to a Valkyries game in the city, which was pretty cool. I had never been to a sports game before. Not really a sports fan. But, it was nice. They had some pride, like, performances going on. But what I didn't like was the bad sportsmanship. Like, every time the other team went to go and take their, like, single shot, the Valkyries fans were booing. Is that normal?
Isn't that pretty normal?
Well, when she said take their single shot, I'm assuming she means take a foul shot, like a single shot.
Right.
And when the opposing team's on the free throw line, you're heckling, you're making a lot of noise, you're trying to distract them so they miss that shot. It's usually not straight up booing during that point, unless it's a player that you sort of have an axe to grind with, you know?
Right.
But I haven't been to a Valkyries game. Maybe they just flat out boo everybody with their visa. I don't know.
Visa.
Yeah.
All right, today's hottest trending. What the bleep starts now. It's where we can give you this JV Show chug mug if you are the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. Mm-hmm. Now, as always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the new and improved iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I went 3 days without wearing, and I think that's a new record.
Interesting.
Three whole days.
It started to get a little stinky, huh?
Yeah, just like freeballing it, huh?
Yeah. Just let it all hang out.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
She had to air it out.
Yeah. Ugh. Oof. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be, and then take your guess on the talkback mic.
Yes.
If you've never left a talkback before, and look, insider tip. A lot of our regular, you know, people that play along with what the bleep, dude, they're on summer break. They're not even listening anymore.
They're snoozing.
Right.
Here's your chance to sneak in. Get yourself a JV Show chug mug. So open up the iHeartRadio app. You stream Wild 94.9. You hit the microphone button. It's super easy. Take your guest there. Leave us your name and your city along with that guest because we want to be able to shout you out if you win. Also, this is a family show.
That's right.
So keep your guesses PG, please, but get them in quick.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're trying to give you this JV Show chug mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeart app. In case you missed today's clip, here it is.
I went 3 days without wearing, and I think that's a new record.
It felt weird at night.
Oh, really?
Wow. All right, let's go to your guesses.
D from San Jose, I believe the bleeped out word is makeup.
That's probably the most popular guess coming in this morning. Have either of you ladies ever gone 3 days in your adult life without wearing makeup?
Duh. I feel like Jess hasn't.
I have, but I don't often now. So maybe like a few years back, yeah, I would say yes.
3 days. We're talking nothing. Just complete bare face.
Yeah,
Lynn, you do that often, you say?
Yeah.
It's been years for me. I just like wearing makeup.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right.
Hi, this is Bianca in Daly City, and I think the bleeped out word is underwear. Thanks.
You're sick. Why would you guess that? You're
sick. Have you ladies ever, is that a dumb question? I doubt you've gone 3 days in a row. No underwear.
No.
Have you ever gone one day?
Nope.
No, a few hours maybe.
I haven't even done that. And you're like outside functioning, like going places?
I want to say it was like 2 weekends ago. I went to my mom's house and I didn't pack.
And you left the panties at home.
Yeah, you're like, mom's out, panties off.
No, I had underwear, but then after I showered, I didn't have any like extras. So I had to go to the store, not wearing undies, just wearing like some jeans or whatever it was I had, and then buy some new ones.
Oh, and people are like, are we near the crab bucket right now? Smells like the crab bucket around here.
What's up, Wild? This is George from Timber Tav, and I think the bleeped out word is contacts. All right, guys, have a great morning.
Peace. Contacts!
Oh, Jess, you are a contacts wearer,
I'm a contact
right?
wearer. I go a few days sometimes over the weekend without wearing them. But
particularly
for the most,
when you're driving a lot, you say?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great time to leave
to
them
take
off.
Take them off, yeah.
Who needs them then? I need to be able to see where I'm going.
Great guesses. Continue to leave what you think the bleeped out word is on the talkbacks. We're going to play more of your guesses coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Trying to get you hooked up with this JV Show chug mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, when you think you know what it is, you got to get to the talkback mic fast on the iHeart app and leave your guests there. If you missed today's clip, here it is one last time.
I went 3 days without wearing and I think that's a new record.
I can't wait to find out what this word is. Let's go to your guesses on the talkbacks.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Joyce from El Sobrani. The bleep out word is eyelashes.
Eyelashes.
That was a popular guess. Eyelashes and lashes. Jess, are you a fake eyelash wearer?
Only when I'm going out or when there's like a more of a special occasion.
So these little thin wispy things we're looking at now, oh, that's yeah. your natural
those are
lash.
Natural.
Yeah. Got it.
They're barely
I'm
there.
I'm not lashing. Not I'm kidding.
What up, JV Show? This is my first time doing this. I just started listening to you guys. You guys are hilarious. I'm going to say socks. I think that's the word.
Socks.
Another great guess and another popular guess this morning. A lot of people guess that. Socks. I wish that person had left their name. I'd love to shout them out. Thank you for leaving your first talk back in the What the Bleep game.
Welcome to the JV Show family.
Yeah, welcome in. Get in here. Get in for the hug. Get in.
So socks.
No, I can't go that long without wearing socks. My feet get cold.
Mine too. I'm like that
but
too.
But it's summer. Don't you? It's time to air those puppies out.
Yeah.
Get some sandals on.
But
right?
Sometimes the wooden floors are too cold.
Women, you guys are always cold.
You know your wife is the same way, Graham.
I know. It's roasting hot out.
Hey, JV Show. This is David from Seattle. I believe the bleeped out word is deodorant. She's gone 3 days without deodorant. What? Cochina.
I believe that.
No. I do believe that.
Wow. No.
First, before we discuss your deodorant habits, JV Show, number one in Seattle. So thank you, David.
Yes,
appreciate
thank you.
You
so much.
It's a big market. Jess, ever gone a day or two without deodorant?
I wear deodorant every day. If on the off chance that I forget to put it on in the morning, I do have a mini one that I carry with me in my makeup bag.
Yeah, I've got a reserve speed stick in the center console of my car. It's all dried out and cracked, but it doesn't matter. If you had to rub that under there, it would help.
Just in case.
Right.
Good morning, JV Show. Kelly from San Jose. Happy early 4th of July. And I'm going to say this morning's guest is going to be retainer.
Okay, now what do we think about that? Because like, I'm not going to give the full ding there.
It's a half right?
I'm going to give a half ding there. Like,
ooh.
Okay, so here's... do we have another guest, Graham?
Well, at this point, let's play the...
Okay, here's today's clip, Unbleeped.
I went 3 days without wearing retainers, and I think that's a new record.
I wear them every night.
Now, look, just as retainers because it's plural, and that was Kelly in San Jose. She said retainer.
Oh,
and then we just
so
had Jose from San Jose. Now, he squeaked a guess in right there, and he said retainers. And so what do we do? I mean...
Oh, no.
Look, in my mind, there's only one logical thing we can do. And we take the chug mug and we split it right down the middle.
That's exactly
and we mail
what
half
I was
to
thinking.
Kelly and we mail the other half to Jose. And then that way they can share it. Because, like,
I mean, they both live in San Jose, so that'll make it easier.
Oh, perfect. Actually, or we don't have to cut it in half. Just give it to one and they, like, switch off.
Oh, they can bring it back
meet up and
forth.
Share it.
Yeah. Have custody 50-50.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Jose squeaked his in right there at the buzzer, and I wasn't ready for that. I was not ready for that. So, look, we'll give them both the chug mug.
Yes! Wow! Never been done before on the JV Show, you guys.
Dual winners.
We are making history here.
Even though Jose's like, hold my beer, I actually had it correct, the full word, but you know, it's like.
I know.
Well, whatever.
But you got to get it out.
It was like.
Anyways. It's July 4th week. Nobody's listening, right?
No.
Nobody's mad at
everyone's
us.
On vacay.
Yeah, that's right.
thank you, everybody, for playing. We're going to do it again tomorrow morning, 7:05.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are the JV Show. On a Monday, I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And let's go to the phones, Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Nikki.
Nikki or Mickey?
Nikki, like Nicki Minaj.
Okay, because Jess said your name was Mickey, and so I just wanted to call her out.
Like Mickey.
It's all good.
It's all good. You know what? I get this like all the time. Like it's Nikki or Vicky or like not.
It's Nikki, like Nicki Minaj. Get
it's
it right.
Nikki calling from Disneyland.
Right.
Come say hi to me and Minnie at the castle.
Well, Nikki, so this is the JV Show's Yup Nope game. It's our trivia game. We're going to ask you 4 random trivia questions. If you get 3 correct, we're going to be hooking you up to check out Katy Perry, okay?
Oh my God, cool.
All right, you ready? Here's question number 1. What is a shark's skeleton made of?
A bone?
Nope.
It's made of cartilage.
Yeah, cartilage. Sharks don't have real bones. That's It's all cartilage in there.
True.
All right, question.
That does sound true.
It is. All right, question number two. What president's face is on the quarter?
George Washington?
Yep.
All right.
That's the dude.
Got a point on the board. Here's question number three. A field goal in the NFL from over 60 yards is worth how many points?
Three?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That was a trick question. It doesn't matter.
I got that right.
Doesn't matter the distance. They're all worth three. All right. Question number four.
Are they? Oh.
Question number four. You need this one to win the game. Bowler, trucker, and bucket are just a few different types of what?
Profession?
I mean, what kind of profession is a bucket?
Yeah. See, that's that orange thing you get at Home Depot. When you're buying stuff and you put it in there. The answer we're looking for there is hats. Bowler, trucker, and bucket are all different types of hats. But I
got it.
But I like the perfection guess there.
That. Yeah, that was a good guess.
I'm like a perfection? A bowler, a trucker.
Yeah.
What do you do for work? I'm a bucket.
I'm a bucket.
I just sit there and people fill me up with stuff.
I thought you said bowler.
Nikki, you did not win the JV show. Yep, nope game. But it was a hell of a try.
So close.
It was actually really close. Don't hang up, though. I'm going to put you on hold. Good. And Jess is going to pick up from the next room, okay? Hang on there. Oops. Sorry to cut you off.
The one time you asked somebody how their weekend was and they drop a swear.
I know.
Sorry,
everybody. Yikes. All right, Graham, we have some shout outs.
We had just one this morning to Mom in my DMs. Mom in my DMs says, hey, Graham, I was hoping you could wish my son a happy birthday on Monday. Happy fifth birthday, Alexander. We are so proud of you and all of your accomplishments so far and love that you're not afraid to try new things. I feel like that's rare in a five-year-old because my five-year-olds hate trying new things. We love you so much, Mom, Dad, and Brother Sebastian. Yes, happy, happy fifth birthday, Alexander. Hope you have a great day.
Ooh, ooh.
Who gives a fart?
Ooh, that's a good point. True.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The type of hats? Are you serious?
I know.
Hats?
Yikes.
Come on.
We have some shout-outs.
She should have used Google.
Okay.
No, no cheating.
No, she should not have used Google. And is she mad at the... Is that talkback mad at the question or mad that she didn't get it?
Hard to tell, but I think more upset that she didn't get it.
Got it.
That's why she should have used Google. But no, we don't...
No.
We do not want that.
It's a trivia game for fun.
Yeah.
What fun is Googling the answer?
Thank you.
I don't get it.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Ellie from Fremont. I am calling you guys all the way from Denver, Colorado, out here with my family for a vacation. And I can't let my morning go by without listening to you guys. So I had to log on to my iHeartRadio so I can hear you guys while I am all the way in Colorado. Much love. Have a good day, guys. Love you.
Love you. Oh, that's awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you. I just checked. JV Show is number one in Denver, Colorado.
Yes.
So that's
all
big.
Because
so
of you.
Appreciate you, Ellie.
But now you can't ever leave that, so we can stay number one there.
We need to keep the ratings
that's
up.
That's the problem.
Mm-hmm. Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Everything you need to know. From the Bezos wedding. So Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez, Lauren Bezos, that sounds weird. They officially tied the knot on Friday. And that's when we got a first look at Lauren's wedding dress, which landed the cover of Vogue. By the way, did you guys see the dress?
Yes.
Yes, I did.
If you missed it, it's on our Instagram story. What did you guys think? If you haven't seen it, it's a Dolce & Gabbana mermaid style lace gown. Long sheer sleeves. They're like lacy, high neckline. And by that, I mean all, damn near a turtleneck. What did you guys think?
We had a lot of coverage on this.
Right. I don't think it's very on brand for what we've seen her wear in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And it also kind of, it has a lot of buttons, so it looks like it's backwards a little bit.
It does kind of look like
she's got there's buttons down the front. Yes.
On the back. Long veil. Man, that thing looks like it's about 20 feet long. And this is a lot of, it's a lot of dress.
Mm-hmm.
Should we be judging, a bride's choice at a wedding dress? It's her day, you know?
Like, yeah.
Wear whatever you want, right?
I actually, it's something I would never wear, but I actually like it.
I think I'm more so judging really like the fact that she made it on the cover of Vogue. Because of course she made
well,
it.
Duh.
Because of the money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's Lauren Bezos, which still sounds so weird. So the wedding was a success, obviously. $50 million is how much it took to pull this thing
so
off.
Stupid.
It was just a small intimate gathering with 200 guests. You know, a lot of A-listers. Apparently, Sydney Sweeney was a celeb that got the most attention, at least from two of the most eligible bachelors there.
That's what I was
Orlando
reading.
Bloom and Tom Brady. Every headline was about Sydney and one of these guys.
Uh-huh.
There's reports that Tom Brady and Sydney Sweeney danced together.
Till late night.
At the reception.
That's what I read.
And then the following morning, this part's kind of confusing. There's pictures of Sydney out on like a morning walk with Orlando Bloom.
No
Yes,
way.
But Tom Brady was there too.
Oh
so
man.
I don't know if they were both just kind of like competing for her attention. That's what it seemed like
a little
bit.
This is like a romantic comedy where one guy's just getting out of a long-term relationship. Tom Brady's well old enough to be her dad, but big celeb.
Yeah, right. And both then, of them are.
Yeah, they're both old enough to be her dad. And then they're both fighting over
I know.
At some billionaire's wedding.
Now, if you're Katy Perry, how mad would you be seeing photos of Orlando Bloom and Sydney Sweeney
so
together?
You are so mad.
So mad.
You're
Thank
mad, one,
you.
That you're not even there to begin with. And
I know.
Then you're mad that you're... new ex is there and he's living life.
Yeah, there's another couple I want to talk about who had a tense exchange from what I've seen. Kris Jenner and Corey Gamble. So there are pictures of them. They're about to get onto like a water taxi to leave. And apparently Kris didn't want to ride with anybody else. She wanted to ride solo, which there's a lot of guests trying to leave. Like, hello, share a water taxi. And I guess she kind of snapped on Corey for speaking for her because he told one of the guys, hey, we're happy to travel on our own. Kris, that's what Kris would like to do. This is according to lip readers, by the way, because you can't actually hear them. And they're saying that Kris snapped at him and was like, what are you doing? Do you need to talk? I told you, for God's sake, I'd like to travel alone.
Oh, no.
But I wonder if she was in a mood because you know who else was at the wedding?
Oh, who?
Jessica Alba. And remember, there was that video of Corey and Jessica Alba like talking very intimately at a Vegas pool party.
Oh, awkward.
Recently, super awkward. But yeah, all the celebs were there at the reception. It was pajama themed. Like, imagine that party. You have Oprah, you have Usher, you have Jessica Alba, you have all the Kardashians. Like, what a party to be at.
Oh, God. And I will say their, quote, pajamas did not look anywhere like pajama. You're telling me you go to bed in a corset?
No.
Yeah. Or pajama.
Yeah,
like,
did you see Kim
gowns.
Kardashian's outfit?
That did not give me pajama vibes
not at all. It's on our story if you want to check it out, JB Morning Show.
Like, imagine getting the invite. You show up in your cute, like, two-piece set, and then they're there wearing that. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Graham, what do you have?
Did you guys know Jake Paul had a fight over the weekend?
No clue.
I heard.
I heard nothing about it until this morning. I remember we talked about it when the fight was first lined up, and then I thought the hype was going to build and they were going to promote the hell out of this thing. They didn't. Well,
it just happened?
Yes, it happened on Saturday night. Jake Paul boxed Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. Mm-hmm. on Saturday night. And this had all the hallmarks of all the other Jake Paul fights, and hence people online that watched this thing, the reaction... not good. Most of them roasted him. He fought another guy who's clearly past his prime. The fight was never really in doubt. Paul controlled pretty much the entire fight. Chavez Jr. didn't throw many punches at all. Said
really?
He, through the first seven rounds, he threw just 63 punches and only landed 21 of them. He made kind of a late surge towards the end of the match from what I'm reading, but it was too little. Too late. Jake Paul has now improved his overall boxing record to 12-1. And again, fans online posted about it, not at all impressed by this win because yet another guy who's not clearly on the same level as opponents, and he seems to be just stacking his record. I think he's now eligible for some sort of a title fight with
Stop
this win.
Stop it. Stop.
Which clearly is what he's gearing up towards. Are we collectively, given that look, I didn't hear a thing about this fight all weekend long. And Selena, you didn't really hear anything. Jess,
no.
You heard a little bit. A
little bit.
Is the Jake Paul boxing promotion machine, has the public kind of lost interest here after the Tyson fight? It's like, oh,
yes.
That was the big thing.
I think
and
for
it was
now,
such a letdown that we were kind of just like, yeah, all right, I'm over watching this spectacle.
I think for now, yes, because who are you going to fight next that's bigger than Mike Tyson?
Yeah, well, the only thing that would make it, I think, a bigger draw is if he fought someone who's an actual legit fighter.
Right.
You know, because then there may be a renewed interest like, wow, he's actually going to fight somebody good.
Yeah.
Because the people that thought Tyson had any chance in that were completely disillusioned and remembering a Tyson from 35 years ago. Right. If he was fighting someone that's currently
someone
in their prime,
yeah.
Then that, I mean, that would pique my interest a little bit. But like this fight, I mean, again,
right.
Not even
and
on my
radar.
And he's
too scared to do that, so.
Right.
So you're calling him out.
Yeah.
Publicly.
Yeah.
Excellent on air.
Yep.
I had seen a video of somebody who was at the fight, and they were like, the fight is still live, and if you Google who won, Google will say Jake Paul already won, and the fight was still going. So wow. They're like, it's rigged!
It's rigged!
All things rigged. It didn't need to be rigged. Well, maybe it was, because, yeah, it didn't. Chavez Jr. didn't really look like he was trying too hard.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Yo, good morning, JV Show. This is Juan from Santa Maria. Today's Monday. You know what that means? The JB Show is back. Missed you guys.
Yes.
Yeah, appreciate you. Back. He says he's from Santa Maria.
That's what I heard.
And JB Show's number one in Santa Maria.
Are we? Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
Big
yes.
Time.
Thank
big
you so much. Thing. Yes, we're back. It's the JB Show on Wild. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Hope you had a good weekend. We have your crazy cash on standby. That's your chance to win $1,000. So don't move. Jess, how was your weekend? You mentioned that you checked out Blake Shelton.
Fun. Yes. Friday night, went to go see Blake Shelton. This was in Salinas. It was like the Rodeo kickoff concert that they do. And it was super fun. I actually knew a lot more songs by him than I thought I did. So I was singing my little heart out.
Yeah, he's got a bunch.
I don't think I know a single Blake Shelton song.
I'm sure you do.
You would recognize some of his songs. I'm not a big Blake Shelton. I love country music. I'm not a big Blake Shelton fan, but he does have some.
Yeah.
He's got a few hits.
Drank quite a bit, I will say. So the anxiety was horrible the next day. And now it's making me a little nervous, not going to lie, because I don't think it was last year, but the year before that, I drank way too much and then didn't. I made it to one rodeo day and then I didn't make it to the next one because I was just like done for. So I'm hoping that I will be fine once rodeo kicks off in July. But it was rough, you guys. It was rough. But I made it. Okay. Now.
Wait, this was a warm up rodeo?
Yeah. So it's weird because they do a kickoff concert and usually they'll do it. I want to say like a week or two before they actually kick off rodeo.
Yeah.
This time they did it like almost a month before.
Interesting.
But it still, you know, gets the excitement going.
Got it.
So I'm ready.
And if you don't understand why Jess would be nervous about drinking too much, she throws up every single time.
Yes. Every time.
So, I mean, I'm not going to say I didn't throw up this weekend, but it was less than I usually
God.
Do.
We need to find you a new hobby.
I need help.
I don't know. Go
okay,
ahead.
Anyways, but then you guys, things got a little more serious later in the week, like on the weekend, because my fiance and I, we had to talk about finances and like whether or not in the future, once we live together, we're going to join accounts.
Oh.
So, you know, we are pretty transparent about what we have in our accounts, but we had that talk of
transparent like, on with us. Tell us.
Oh,
what's in there?
We're transparent with each other, sorry.
Oh, dang it.
But it's like, you know, what are we going to do when we come together as one? And so I was telling him like, hey, why don't we just join accounts once that time comes? Because I think that's what I've heard a lot of people do, I guess. And then he's basically on the opposite side of things. And he's like, no, I'd prefer for us to keep our accounts separate.
Interesting.
So recently, too, obviously, I want to get your guys' opinion, right? But recently, I had a conversation with a friend, and I think this is why, like, the topic was in mind for me to bring it up, because I was having a conversation with a friend, and he basically was, like, really surprised that, one, we hadn't really mentioned finances, and that I wasn't sure whether or not we were even going to combine an account, because mm-hmm. I wasn't sure what if we were on the same page about it. And he was surprised, because he was like, honestly, I think all successful couples have joint accounts. Like, what do you mean? Like, when you get married, like, you become one, you have to
do that.
Is that
friend married?
No, he's not.
How would he know?
But single people giving
right,
out marriage advice.
Wait, you're right. Why am I over here, like, taking
like,
his?
How would he know? Unless he knows every single couple's financial situation,
right.
Which I highly doubt.
So he was like, oh, like, you know, like, these people in my family, blah, 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 that I know, like, I'm pretty sure they have joint accounts. And what do you mean? Like, when you guys get married, like, you guys are going to be one and share basically everything. So that got in my head. And so I was like, wait, is that true? Like, is a successful couple, like, determined by you sharing finances? Like, help me, because I need to hear from married couples like you guys.
All right, and married people, if you have an opinion on this, leave us a talk back about what you think is the better route to go there. Selena, do you have an opinion on this, whether to combine your finances once you get married or have separate accounts?
Yeah, I don't think your success as a married couple is determined by whether or not you guys share bank accounts.
Right.
I don't, honestly, and maybe this is just a new way of thinking, because I feel like older couples who've been married a long time, maybe it was more common, like you join everything. You know, I'm pretty sure that was my parents.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my husband, we have separate accounts.
Okay. So and just separate, not
we
even...
We do have a shared joint account that we, I mean...
You use it for anything?
Not really.
Yeah.
It's just kind of there.
Really?
Every once in a while, we'll put money in it, but like not really, because, I mean, we each have our separate bills that we pay, and it just comes out of... our separate accounts. So I don't really see the need for it.
I'm with
a shared one.
I'm with you, Selena, on this one. My wife and I have separate accounts. We've never joined our accounts. We had to create a joint account when we sold our last house because they're like, you can't transfer the money from the sale of a house into just one account for a married couple. That's against all the rules. So you had to have an account with both our names on it to transfer the money into. And since that time, that joint account, it's just sitting there. The crickets are chirping in there. There's nothing going on in there. We don't use it. Like we just... We had to do it for a kind of a one-time transaction. And otherwise, we keep our stuff separate. I understand in households where only one person, if the couple is working, then it makes sense to me to have everything combined. If you got one,
to give the other person
if you got
access.
One income. And that, of course, I think, and particularly in today's day and age, a lot less common because single-income households is just a lot harder. Everything's so expensive, particularly here in the Bay Area, that most, you know, a lot of families have two parents that are both working. And in which case... Like my wife and I, we both work. I don't know. You pay for stuff. I pay for stuff. I don't know. It all works out, right? It's the idea is still central that the money is community property amongst the two of us.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that, I don't know. It almost seems like more of a hassle to combine our accounts.
Honestly.
Just keep rolling with what we got.
Combining the accounts and then me having to keep track of the finances that way. Like when it's just me, like I know what I'm spending. So I know how much I have or how little I have or whatever. But having to like constantly check to see... You know, how much is in there because of my man spending as well. That just seems so much more complicated.
Do you think it's an ignorance is bliss sort of situation, like where, because some people think it's like a trust thing and you should know what the other person is spending and, you know, maybe they aren't being honest or truthful about, you know, things like how much they bet on sports, stuff like that.
Or adult content.
How much they spend at the...
On OnlyFans subscriptions. On the
Nordstrom anniversary
sale.
My wife. You know, like stuff like that. So some people think it's sort of a transparency and a trust thing. So maybe it's an ignorance is bliss sort of thing. Like I don't want to, like in my case, I don't want to know what my wife spends on clothes or whatever. You know, she's not a big shopper, but like I don't want to see that bill. I just don't. And it's her. She's earned that money. So spend it. I don't care.
And so you don't think that like as a newly... Like, as a couple who is newly, like, living together, that there will be those, like, issues? Or how do you even keep track of bills? Then you just, like, each, like, kind of divide them?
Just make sure they get paid on time. I don't know. Or you kind of divvy things up. I don't know. I think in 2025, I think it's less important to have joint accounts.
Right.
I think that's the
and
current
like,
world we live in.
When you guys do move in together, let's say they move. I mean, I'll just speak to me and my husband's relationship. Uh-huh. Like, when he moved in... you know, to my place when we got together, the bills were already in my name. So it's like I paid, you know, certain things because it just seems like much more of a hassle to switch
to
the
switch
account and change
to,
the name over. And then he picked up, you know, other expenses.
Right.
You know? So you just do what works for you. I mean, I would recommend a joint savings at least in every, you know, couple
now
weeks
then,
or whatever.
But-
you just throw some money in there just so you guys do have some money saved up. It's
wow,
like,
look at you up there in your mansion. You got savings. That
no, we don't
nice.
Have any savings.
No.
I'm
oh,
saying
yeah,
I recommend
neither.
That for you.
Oh, right. Yeah. Don't screw up like we have. Yeah. We have zero.
No, we don't have
savings,
any savings.
But you still have time, Jess. You should do that.
Okay, starting now.
Yes.
Okay, I guess that's helpful. I obviously still want to hear from you listening. Like, let me know what you're doing in your current situation because... I wanna prep myself, you know, before, because obviously we're not living together just yet. It's going to happen eventually. So I want to have like all of these different things kind of situated before.
And do you want to have a runaway fund just in case things go south? You have some money stashed away in your own account he doesn't know about. And then you can just
Yeah, all the girls on TikTok say you have to have
that. Yeah, that's
just
what
in
heard.
Case fund.
Yep, just
okay.
in case.
Okay, so that's a separate account. So then I have to have mine
a secret
a joint
account.
One.
You cannot find out. You can't find out about that.
It's
a different bank.
He's not listening, right?
No, I hope not. I'll take this out of the podcast.
Yeah,
but if you have any advice, you can let Jess know what works for you guys. Maybe offer up some tips. You can leave that on the talk back.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Jess, in a couple sentences, what's going on with you and your man?
So my fiance and I don't live together just yet, but the topic of finances has already come about on whether or not we will decide to join accounts once we get married and live together.
Hi, my name is Karen, and I have been married 15 years and with my husband for 22 years, and we have separate accounts, and we have never fought over money. We help each other out, but we have our own accounts because I like to spend and he likes to save. But everybody's different, but it works for us. So have a good morning, you guys.
Thank you.
You too.
There you go. I mean, I do think that you'll have fewer financial arguments if you turn a blind eye to what the other person is wasting all their money on.
That makes sense. And that's obviously the goal is I know that money is always like the biggest topic in a marriage. So I want to have the least amount of fights over it.
So Selena, it sounds like you have a roommate, not a hubby, not a marriage thing. If you guys have a separate account.
Shots fired at Selena's relationship. You just have a roommate because you said, you know, you pay the rent and you keep, and then he, you know, sends you some money and you guys don't have a joint. Well, you have one joint account, but you don't really use it. You got a roommate. That's giving roommate vibes, she's saying.
I'm sorry to disagree. My man pays the rent. The bigger stuff, he pays the rent. He pays, the daycare and stuff like that. But all of the, like, Netflix and things like that, the utilities that were already in my name just kind of stayed that way. It works
and then
for
each
us.
Day on a dry erase board, like in your entryway, you post the thing that says you owe $26.14 for the PG&E. You're half of the PG&E bill.
No, I mean, those things we don't split.
Your man obviously gets the bigger room because he pays more.
Yeah.
Right. I'm just in the basement.
He gets top bunk and your bottom bunk. Yeah.
Good morning, JV Show.
Morning.
This is Maddie, Noah, and Cynthia on the way to summer camp. About the joint accounts, my husband and I have been together for now 13 years. We never joined our accounts. And honestly, I don't think I would ever want to because sometimes there's things that I buy that he would probably get really mad about if he saw on my account. So, we are thriving.
They're thriving. Well, sorry, separate accounts.
It sounds like you have a roommate. Sorry to break it to you.
Oh, that's roommate energy. So, yeah. I like how Selena's relationship got targeted in that one talk back. And I said the exact same thing. My wife and I have never joined accounts. We have zero plans to join our accounts. We have different banks. It seems like too much of a hassle.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So is this helping at all, Jess?
It is helping. Talk back? One more question, though. Okay, if you join accounts, is it then under Mr. and Mrs. blah, blah, blah? Or like... how does the name work on the card? Or you?
I think it's still just your name on the card.
Yeah.
It can be. It could be both also, I think.
Because we got our joint savings or what? I don't even know if it's a saving. We got our joint account before we even actually got married.
Yes.
Wow. Oh, my God. Is that against the rules?
Sounds like it.
Oh, my God.
Good morning, JV Show. Me and my girlfriend have joint accounts. We've been together for 2 years. We just moved in together. And so far, so good. I think you should have joint accounts.
Oh, my God.
Okay, now,
listen to that. It's making it tough.
But listen to that. He said, my girlfriend and I have joint accounts. And they just moved in together. So, Jess, they're not even engaged and or married, and they're joining accounts. Let's discuss that for a second. What do you think about that financial move, joining accounts with someone you're not engaged or married to?
Ooh, that's risky. I don't think I would take that risk.
Yeah, me neither, especially because she's cheating on him. I can tell.
Because you know he's going to ruin the relationship, not her. Him. That's what you got to worry about.
Kidding. It's all going to work out great unless it doesn't.
Oh, that's what I was thinking.
Then you have to unjoin your accounts.
And by then, she's already taken all the money.
She's drained it. She's at Reno playing the slot machines.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Montana out of Livermore. Jess, girl, there is nothing wrong with keeping your bank account separate. Coming from a newlywed myself, my husband and I still have separate bank accounts, but we have been talking about getting a joint account that we will be putting, you know, a little bit of our money from our paycheck in each month, just so we have some fun money to go, you know, on either an extravagant date or,
you know, an out-of-town date. So just our fun money.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that. I like fun money. Most of my money is fun money, actually.
Yeah, you guys should probably. You guys don't have kids, so.
That's true.
I assume it'd be really easy for you guys to stack up the fun money there. So Jess, hopefully that helps.
Yeah, any final takeaway? Which direction you're leaning?
Well, I mean, lots of great points on both ends. I think I do want to keep the separate for now because I guess initially I was just thinking about the bills and how much easier that would be with joint accounts. But now I'm thinking about my expenses
Why did it seem easier for bills to come out of a joint account? For me, it makes more sense for the bills to come out of whoever is already paying them because it seems like more of a hassle to switch everything over.
I guess for me, I was thinking
about... I get it, but it's not... I understand the idea of having everything in one place. It's
right.
Easier to track your total household, like, dollars in, dollars out. Uh-huh. I would actually... I mean, in all seriousness, I would love to see a snapshot of that. Because then you can figure out, okay, we could be saving money here by doing this, or we could cancel this subscription or whatever. Here's some things we're spending money on that we don't need to. Right. I actually would like to see a snapshot. Like, because at the end of the month, I think we're all scratching our heads. Where did all our money go?
Yeah, that's true.
And it'd be easier. You could have a clearer picture of that if you had one breakdown.
But I do see how things can get a little messy if you do have a joint account and one person is spending more than the other.
On sports betting. Yeah.
Right.
And only fans. Like,
and that game was a lock, awesome. And I can't believe you didn't hit that shot at the end. And like, we would have way more money in our account if you just made that basket. Right.
But thank you guys. That was very helpful.
You're welcome.
Next on the JV show, Graham, can we talk about your workout routine? Have you been going to the gym still, buddy?
Crushing it, you guys. Crushing it.
There's new reports that more guys are wanting a shelf-like butt. So let's talk and see what yours is looking like next.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
The JV show on a Monday. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Before we move on, let's get one last talk back on the Jess financial discussion. If you are just tuning in, Jess and her fiance, they haven't really been seeing eye to eye on what to do with their finances after marriage. Do they combine them? Do they keep things separate?
Good morning, guys. What works for my husband and I when it comes to finances is the 70-20-10 rule. So 70% is the non-negotiable bills, like your mortgage or rent, your bills that you're paying. The 20% is going to be your savings and your vacation fund, like a dream fund. And then the 10% is just the stuff that your partner does not understand why you spend money on it. Could be shopping. It could be Starbucks. Could be Labubu's. It's worked for us for 16 years, so hope it works for you. Bye.
That's a good idea.
70-20-10 rule. That's an interesting. I think something that is helpful is to have a kind of set rule like that where money is automatically being. No, look, I don't do this. I just give out financial advice. So I don't take it. I don't follow my own. But to have things auto-deducted and put into a savings account or into your 401k or whatever, that way you don't see it sitting there in your account. You're like, you know what? We should go to Buffalo Wild Wings today and enjoy it. That money goes away and is set aside for you automatically. That's what I'd recommend. Now, look, I don't
Nobody does that, so I don't take my own advice, but that'd
be my advice.
Okay. All right. So it is about time. More and more guys are finally deciding to work on their booties in the gym.
Yes.
A lot of fitness influencers are tailoring their content online to like show guys like this is what you do for a shelf like butt like mine. And even like fitness instructors are seeing more and more guys show up to like Pilates classes and just doing like hip thrusts at the gym. Oh, that's a really popular thing for guys now. Mm-hmm. Graham, where are you with the butt workouts? You go to the gym every day.
I don't have a shelf-like butt, nor do I want one. I'm not quite sure what I would do with that.
Right. Like, it's very flat like a shelf, but just not in the...
It's a vertical shelf right now, if you will. I don't know what I don't know why I need a shelf-like butt. I don't do any butt-specific exercises, nor will I
But is there
begin
a reason
to.
Why? Like, shouldn't she be working out your entire body?
The reason why is, like, the reason I don't is, like, that same thing I was just asking. Like, why? Like, what do
I... Because it is really important to work out your glutes, because then I feel like you're more balanced.
But aren't they getting worked out when I'm doing other leg workouts and running and things like that? They are being engaged there. I don't need to do things that specifically target them, because, like, I'm not trying to...
Well, more and more guys are.
My butt gains aren't really my thing.
These fitness instructors and influencers are saying that they're seeing a growing focus on functional glute strength. It's just men wanting to be stronger. Like, why would you skip an entire part of your body?
Yeah, but I mean, again, if you're doing squats or anything like that, it's working your glutes, right? So I do a certain amount of like more leg targeted exercises, but they
I guess that counts.
That's like, you know, the butt bone's connected to your leg bone, right?
Yeah, so it's all connected.
It's all getting worked out, right?
Yeah, I guess I couldn't picture you with like a BBL butt.
I can. I'm doing it right now.
Oh. Creepy. I will be contacting HR. Yes, later. I don't see the need. I don't have the desire. And if I had to choose, I'm going to pick the things that are going to help me. You know, it's summertime. I want to be peacocking, you know, by the pool and, you know, walking around with my chest puffed out.
Right. Do you do a lot of leg stuff or no? Do you skip your legs too?
There's a leg day.
Okay. Because, like, I know we've talked about this before, but, like, swim shorts, they've gotten shorter and shorter. I had to go, even for kids, I had to go buy my son some new swim shorts over the weekend, go to Target. They're all short. Yep. They're short shorts.
Really? That's the style.
We've completely moved to the shorter stuff.
Yeah. Long and baggy's out.
So, for summer, if you're showing off your legs and you're seeing a little bit more of the butt, do you feel like it should be a little bigger?
Nope.
Oh.
Just don't care.
Okay. My man's like that, too.
Good.
Not that he needs it bigger. He's a little thick.
Oh,
but mine has nothing. Like there's no butt there.
Does he work like it out, Graham, though?
He does, but well, like Graham with the squats and like lunges or everything, all of that. Yeah. But it just won't grow.
Well, he and I and the rest of the small butt community, we were going to have a march today down at City Hall, okay. one p.m.
We won't be cast into the shadows any longer. Yes. Don't let anyone feel bad about your flat butt, Graham.
Right, that's what I'm saying. What do we want? Flat butts. When do we want it?
Now.
Yeah.
But actually, no. I don't.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
All right, before we get to Lorde and Oh My Lorde, the thing that she shared with fans, because it's a lot to take in. Before we get to that, we have to talk about Squid Game. You know, season 3 came out last week, right?
Right.
Where are you guys with this series, by the way?
I never finished watching season 2.
What show?
Squid Game. I got to go back and rewatch season 2. It was in the background and I wasn't really paying attention.
I have to go back and watch season 1, not rewatch, watch.
For the first time.
Yeah, Graham. I haven't watched any of it.
All right, so major alert, possibly spoiler if I can get a... I don't think it gives anything away as far as what goes on in
season
3.
You say that every time we get on here, you spoil the entire series or whatever it is. So I'm giving an extra warning for Squid Game 3.
This news is too major to not talk about. Oh my God. So the final scene in season 3, and again, I don't know what goes on.
You're spoiling the final. Wow.
I just know, look, I don't know what happens in the season. Don't know. And even if I tried to explain it, it wouldn't even make sense to me because I don't even know what happens in season 2. But the final scene in season 3 takes place in L.A. and there's a big cameo from Kate Blanchett. I haven't seen Netflix confirm this yet, but everybody is saying that this is setting up for a Squid Game USA spinoff that will supposedly start production in December.
Who's Kate Blanchett? Wait, really?
That's the big cameo, though? I mean, aren't most people, like, going to have that reaction? Who is
Do you remember back in, like, January, there was reports of, like, Squid Game season 3 is going to have a major A-list cameo. People thought it was Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, like somebody major
A-list. And then Netflix
A-list.
Had to come and say, like, no, it's not. It's not Leo, although we love him, and he does have ties, you know, to people on the show. But, no, it's not Leo. It was Kate.
It doesn't move the needle for me.
Not really for me either. But are you excited for a spinoff series?
I'm here for that.
Me too.
Yeah.
Unnecessary.
I'm here for it.
It's too much. Well, I'm so far behind on all of it. I don't have time to catch up on a series too.
Graham, did you ever watch not the series, but the like live competition?
The one where the dad here in the Bay Area won?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, was he winning the Squid Game?
I don't know.
No, he won the Mr. Beast thing. I'm confused the two. I can't remember where the Squid Game winner
was. Where the winner was from.
I didn't watch that either, clearly.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah, I watched that too. I'm excited for this. All right. Lorde. Oh, my Lorde.
Oh, Lorde.
Oh, Lorde.
Lordy, Lorde.
So she has a new project out, right? It's called Virgin. It's an 11-track LP. You can obviously buy this digitally. You can get it probably on CDs and cassette at this point. I don't know. I'm making that part up. But there is a vinyl that you can buy.
Okay.
Now, if you see the cover, It is her her like crotchal region, but like x-rayed. So you see like the zipper from her pants and you can see like what she has like in her pockets.
Like her hip bone?
Yeah, yeah. So but it's an x-ray.
Okay.
So people, fans who went and got the vinyl version, they're like, okay, that's interesting. And then they opened it up and they looked on the inside and it was, I guess, the not x-rayed version. Oh. And it is Lord wearing plastic transparent pants with nothing on underneath. And you can see her entire downstairs.
What are plastic transparent pants? Where does one get those?
I don't know. Probably Fashion Nova.
Got it.
But the bushel on this thing,
yeah,
it's there on full display. And people were not ready for. There was no warning.
They weren't prepared to see
that.
They
were not prepared for this.
Wait, and we know for a fact that this is her?
Yes. Somebody has confirmed. Someone from her team has confirmed that this is her, one of her reps.
Oh my gosh. I would never do something like this. That is brave. And for free?
I know. Why aren't you charging on OnlyFans?
Remember her last, I don't know if it was her last album, but the cover art was sort of like her in a bikini, like jumping over, and the camera angle was very... looking.
I don't remember that. I don't remember anything about Lord, if I'm being honest.
I just remember coming across that album cover art and being like, whoa, that's kind of like
really?
Not the Lord that I pictured, like her wearing like a, you know, big hooded sweatshirt or jacket on stage and being all like kind of dark and lurky.
Right.
And then here she is in like a bikini on the beach jumping over and it's like the camera's looking right at the...
Right up her cheeks.
Uh-huh.
Virgin!
So this is just taking it one step further, right?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of steps further.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Because you're seeing like up close personal.
Yeah.
And it's there.
Any judgment? And so, ladies, any judgment on her grooming habits?
Well, at first I had seen comments because I still hadn't seen it until you guys showed me. But I had seen comments saying, oh, like, why are you guys mentioning all the hair? There wasn't that much. There was a lot.
It was more than I would expect.
Right. But it wasn't honestly, an outrageous amount.
I mean, no judgment.
It could be worse. And honestly, I expected her to have more. Like when you look at her, you think there's a bigger one.
Wow, judgment.
Don't tell me you don't agree with that statement.
Yeah, that's true.
Thank you.
That's a spot on take.
She looks like someone who would have
Yeah, that's a spot. Okay. Yeah.
Graham, what do you have?
All right, Selena, you are a parent like me. I want to know what you would have done in this situation. You may have seen these headlines. A dad jumped off a Disney cruise ship after his daughter fell overboard. This happened over the weekend off the port of Fort Lauderdale, where a Disney cruise ship was returning from a four-day cruise to the Bahamas. His daughter somehow fell from the fourth deck of the ship down into the water. Don't know how old she was at this time. And he went in after her. A distress call of man overboard went out over all the intercoms on the ship. The crew immediately went into action to deploy a rescue vessel to go and get both of them, which they did. The pair was in the water treading water there for about 25 minutes before they were eventually rescued.
God.
It sounds like everybody is okay at this time.
God.
Selena, you're on a cruise. One of your kids goes overboard. Now, look, fourth deck sounds like, it's only four stories up. You know, that's still high. Now, you think about a cruise ship, the entire distance of the hull and then the fourth deck. I mean, that is
hundreds of feet.
It's a big jump. What would you do, Selena? One of your kids goes overboard.
In a heartbeat. I'm going in after.
You're jumping?
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if I would make it, honestly, but I wouldn't be able to live with myself not trying.
I agree. I'm jumping immediately.
Wow.
That is so scary.
You just have to hope that somebody notices that you jumped.
You
need to tell everybody, hey, I'm about to jump overboard. Because if the ship just keeps cruising on without you, you're just out there in the middle of the water.
You're done. You're gone.
There's nothing you can throw before you jump? Like, can you throw something?
You don't have time to go grab a nice floaty and sit there and blow it up.
You're not running down the hall looking for that one round life preserver that's been sitting there collecting
like
dust for
cool
25
noodles.
Years. Like, here, let me throw that down to you. By then, you've already lost sight of your kid. You've
got
to go. That's an immediate instinct type of thing. Particularly if the boat is moving at the time. I'm not sure if it was. But if the boat is underway and moving, you take your eye off that kid for 1 second, you'll lose sight
you're
of
gone.
Him. I mean, those things are moving.
That's glad it all worked out.
I'm jumping.
All right. Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Mondays, we bring a photo from our weekends. They are up now. JV Morning Show. That's our Instagram. Make sure you are following us. Let's run through our pictures really quick. Mine, it was a big day Saturday, you guys. You know, it was hot as hell.
It was very hot.
The weekend.
Yes.
And so we had our first pool day of the summer.
Woo, woo.
And this is in your backyard?
No, this is at the hotel swimming pool that we sneak into.
Selena, you're still doing that?
All right, internet sleuths.
We haven't done it in a year. Sorry.
Okay, JV Show, yeah. Internet sleuths. Take a look at this picture and you tell me where this is. Is this the DoubleTree? Look, there's a sign there in the background with the letter L. No, something, no running. And that's not going to help us out. But look at the background. Look close. Recognize this fence? I need to know where this hotel is. And I'm going to be calling the front desk live
out
on the air to let them know that there are a couple of pool crashers that have been using their pool without permission.
When we got up there, there was another family in the swimming area.
They were doing the same thing as you?
I don't know. But I was like, okay, they're going to obviously think it's very suspicious if my daughter climbs the fence to get in.
You make her climb the fence?
Yes. Wow. Yeah, my husband will just like lift her up and like put her over. And then she opens up the door for the rest of us. And we all just like walk in there. And
when you're performing family bank robberies someday down the road.
Oh my God, good idea.
Lifting your kids into the vault later. Okay.
Great idea. Sure. Anyway, so we couldn't do that because obviously it would have been like, oh, why is this family breaking into the pool? And so I had to like lie to them. I was like, hey, forgot our key. Can you open up this door for me? And they did. So really, it's like they invited us in. So it's not technically breaking in.
So they're accomplices now to your breaking in.
Yes. So you're teaching your kids to break in and then lie.
Yeah.
Cover your tracks. Okay.
And we had a great time.
It
so
looks
that's,
like a lot of
that's
fun.
That's my picture.
Somebody in the Hayward area knows where this pool is, and then I'd like the contact information so I can call them and have you guys
and
put
then
on some sort of a list or something. I want your photos plastered all over that place.
Why are you
do
to
not
ruin
allow
the
these
fun
people in.
Don't ruin the fun for my kids.
I'm a,
look
I'm
at
a rule
this,
follower.
Look at all the joy they're having.
Aww, it's a cute picture.
True.
It does look like they're having fun, illegally.
Yeah.
All right, my picture is a picture of my wife, Kate, and I, and then our friends, Corey and Andrea. They're in town from Texas right now. They're like our best friends in the world. So they came to stay with us. They have three kids. And so it was a full house at our house over the weekend. And then we had another couple that's here that's also friends with them. So we're like, why don't you guys come stay too? And they have three kids also. So it was six adults and eight kids this weekend at our house. And it was absolute mayhem, but in the best way possible. We had had an absolute blast. Any shaming for my legs or feet that you ladies would like to do? Because this is what you normally do if I'm ever seen wearing shorts in a picture.
Yeah.
Begin.
Well, this time you like buried your toes in the grass. So good job hiding those. We can't see those.
Yeah. What do you think about sandals? Like I'm wearing flip flops.
I hate sandals. Gross me out. I do not like feet. I don't like sandals at all.
So like what would I have worn with this outfit? Or like what should I have worn?
Socks and slides. Yes. No.
What am I, a 13-year-old teen boy at the gym?
This is, here's my thing.
Okay.
Why are your legs like so veiny?
That's muscle. You guys talk about, oh, you should be working
out
your legs
more. No, those
aren't.
It's not muscle. Those are veins.
Yeah, but your veins are popping out because the muscles are pushing them out to the outside.
It's like, I can't tell if on your leg it's like some sort of design, like leg hair design or veins. Like what's happening there?
Yeah, those are veins.
Okay, because it also kind of looks like your hair could be doing some sort of.
Yeah, did you
design.
Get a pattern?
No, I didn't. That's just all veins rippling through a muscly leg.
Also, if you look up at your knee, what's
here
going
we go.
On there?
Here we go.
Is that the Virgin Mary?
Whoa, no, it looks
no,
like...
No, it's Homer. It's Homer Simpson.
Or a frog.
Dude, there is a face there.
There is. It's Homer Simpson.
I think it's our current president. Whoa, look at that.
Whoa, you guys have to go check out Graham's knee.
I have
go check out our photo from home.
Yeah, tell knee. Us what you see.
Oh my God. And Jess, your picture.
I hate you guys.
My picture is at the Blake Shelton concert. I told you guys we went there for the official kickoff of the summer, you guys. And oof, it is the time to be drinking our Crown Royal canned cocktails. Those are so delicious. Have you guys
you
tried?
Have
are they sponsoring this? Or
yeah,
something?
I love Crown
no,
Royal.
No, but I would love it. Hey, if you're listening, those are so good. They always have them there. So that's always what I drink. I don't drink.
And that's what makes you throw up every single time.
Okay, shout out to
it's worth
Crown
it.
Royal canned cocktails because we do need an official drink sponsor of the JV show.
Yes.
We'll take that. We love Crown Royal. I love Crown Royal. I drink a lot
of it. So I always get the Crown Royal apple. This time, they were like, hey, you want to try this new flavor? And they had their like whiskey lemonade Crown Royal. And I was
that sounds good.
Give it to me. I'm going to be honest. I thought that's what I was drinking most of the night. But now that I see this picture, I see the can is green. So I was drinking the apple one. So I do not remember this very
and then
much.
Then you yacked later. Okay, let me ask a question about the picture. You guys, a great couple picture here.
Right,
to see you guys. And you guys are in your Western themed wear, yes. I could say. It looks like you're about two layers of fence away from the rest of the crowd. So either you're in like super VIP area, which I'd like to hear about, or you're not allowed in the concert in at all. And you're like on the outside looking in. Which is it?
We were in the sponsor tent area.
Oh,
so free drinks and free food.
Nice.
So how was I not going to drink a little too much? You know, they were free.
How does one of us norms get allowed into this area? Because I see all the normies there in the background, just like even right. One of them's even peering over. Like,
they're
what's happening
so
over there?
Far back from you.
Yeah, there's an empty Coors bottle there on the ground. It looks classy in the area you're in. How do you get in there?
That was my fiance's doing.
Oh.
So somebody hooked him up.
Thanks for the invite.
That he knows yet. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
You were busy that day, Graham.
Yeah, you were busy.
I was.
Graham. Maybe next year.
Yeah.
Check out all of our photos. JV Morning Show. That's our Instagram. Give it a like. Comment on Graham's knee.
Yeah.
Check out the knees.
Please do.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.